Right, the top page 278. We have the Simon Kuf Yud Siv Zayin. We were talking about Tfilas Aderech over here. Here we go in the Hemshech over here, and then we'll get to another lacha at the end of the Simon. It says Omer Ota Achar Shehechzik Bederech. You should only say Tfilas Aderech after one is Machzik Bederech, after he has taken to the path. He's already started out in the path, which we'll define in just a couple minutes. Ve'ein la'omro in King Yeshlo Lelech Parsel. And the second tonight is that you have to be traveling at least a parsa outside the city in order for you to be chayiv to say Tfilas Aderech. Have a pachos mi parsa lo yachtom mebarach. But if you're traveling less than a parsa is 4 meal. Okay, a meal is the time it takes to walk 18 minutes. So the time it takes to walk 72 minutes, that amount of space, that's the amount of time that you have to travel in order to say Tfilas Aderech with Shema Malchus. You're going to travel that less than that, then it's going to be less than, then it's going to be without Shema Malchus. Says the Rama over here. One should say it in the first parsa you're traveling. You're traveling many parsos, you should say the Tfilas Aderech right away in the first parsa that you're saying. If you forget to say Tfilas Aderech and you only realize in the middle of traveling, so Yomer Tov, Kol Zman Shebederech, so long as you're still traveling, you could still say the Tfilas Aderech. Ubilvach lo yigia toch parsa smucha le'er shirotza lulumba, and so long as you've not gotten to within a parsa of the city limits of the city they are planning on stopping your travels. Umishan ve'elach Yomer Tov lebracha, if you do not say Tfilas Aderech, you didn't remember in the middle of the day. You only remembered after you got to the city that you arrived in, or you got to within a parsa, even a parsa of the city that you're supposed to arrive in. Then you say Tfilas Aderech without Shem Umalchus. Okay, so that is the halacha over here. Number one, you're just supposed to say it lechatchila after your machzik bederech, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkatan Kaftas. You don't say Tfilas Aderech while you're still in the city that you are dwelling in, the city that you're coming from. You don't say Tfilas Aderech at that point. Even though you are getting ready to leave, or you've already left, you're already in your car and you're traveling, but you have not left the city yet, you do not say Tfilas Aderech yet. The Buru Sheir, which is a concept in Hilchos Eruvin, okay, you still have about 70 amos outside the city, which is still considered part of the city. You still should not say Tfilas Aderech. So after you've left the 70 amos range, which is a very, very short amount of time, after, if you're in a car, okay, it's going to be that's the time after you leave the 70 amos outside the city limits, then you are going to go ahead and say Tfilas Aderech. That's why people say, you only say Tfilas Aderech after you get like to the highway. When you leave the city, that's when you start Tfilas Aderech. You only see when after you left the city. Says now over here, the Taz Matra Filu B'toch here. However, the Taz held, even if you're within the city, you're allowed to say Tfilas Aderech Mishashi Gomar Believe Ubeichinat Filatis. So long as you have made a decision that you are leaving, that's already considered as if you left. You can even say it, that's already considered like Hichzik B'derech. Aval Alo Yurab V'Aprim Agadim Ushar Achronim Cholkim Alzeh. However, Rov Achronim disagree with this Taz, V'Iskim Udil Echatchila Yishazar Shalal Asos Kein. And they hold Echatchila, one should not say it while he's still in the city, even though he's been machlit to leave. Ach b'diyevin yishli smoch al dvarav, v'al b'diyevin, one could be somech on the Taz. Therefore, if one already said Tfilas Aderech, even though he's in the city limits, he is going to be Yotze Yidei Chavaso. And furthermore, a chorma that we're going to see a couple times today is that sometimes if you have a suffix, whether you should say Tfilas Aderech, so what will people do? In Mincha or in Shacharis, in the middle of Bracha of Shema Koleinu, they'll insert the Tfilas Aderech in the middle of Shema Koleinu, because the end Bracha, Bracha Atah Hashem, Shema Tfilah, is the same end Bracha of Tfilas Aderech. And therefore, if it's suffix, they'll insert Tfilas Aderech in the middle of Shema Koleinu. Okay, we'll soon see that it's going to be somewhat of a suffix if you're traveling through 10 places and you're traveling outside the city, but there's towns around where you are, okay, and there's going to be cities around where you're traveling the whole way on the derech. So we say it does not say Tfilas Aderech, it's not to say Tfilas Aderech according to some post. So over there, you go ahead and say it in Shema Kalender to get out of the suffix. According to the Taz, the Smutter, even though you're still in the city, once you're in Machlit, you're going to leave, that's good enough, Bidi Yevid, you're going to be Yotze Yidei Chovas. Hemshech the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'chozem et chiles yetziyas el mebeisim." This is only if you're at the beginning of your travels and you're leaving your house for the derech. But let's say you're going on a traveling for a number of days. Okay, you're on a road trip and you're going on a number of days, and therefore we said last time, every night you sleep overnight, you have to neonu tfilas aderech in the morning. So in that case, chol tfilas yisya beito. Aval kishulan bederech, if you sleep on the derech, yuchol lomar tfilas aderech baboker kishemechin atzol latzeit, afilu kishyodayim ba'ir. Even if, I don't know, you're traveling, say you're traveling from Chicago to Cleveland to New York. So you slept overnight in Cleveland, okay? In Cleveland, in the morning when you want to say no, it feels a derech. You don't have to wait till you're outside the city limits of Cleveland because you're already machzik there. You're already considered on the derech. You could already say tefillas a derech in the morning in Cleveland before you've left Cleveland on the way to New York the next day. Okay, so that's going to be the example over here, what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Fine, so that is considered lahachzik baderech. Okay, but we said you have to travel for at least a parsa. You have to at least travel a parsa in order to say tefillas aderech. And here comes the mangi which I just mentioned a moments ago. In Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Arav Shlita, quoting Rosh Hashanah in Dibur Masal Parsa, he says, Admor zal choshesh ledivrei atila ledavi. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is choshesh for the shita of the Tila of David. Shelo la'amre b'chatima b'shem. You do not end off with a bracha. You don't have a bracha at the beginning like we already learned. You should not end off with Hashem's name in the bracha of Shomei HaTfilah. V'adif le'omer b'Shomei HaTfilah b'Tfilah Samidah. Better to say it in the middle of Shomei HaTfilah b'Tfilah Samidah. We didn't get to the case yet. What's the case? Elin kein over v'makom sh'rachok parsa min ha'yishu b'chol kivun. Unless the whole time you're traveling, unless while you're traveling, if there's going to be towns or cities, places that people live within a parsa of any direction, to the right, to the left, in front of you, or behind you, when you're traveling, in the whole derech, there's going to be towns on your right, or your left, front, behind you, within a parsa, which means within a 72-minute walk of where you are. So says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, better not to say, that's not considered traveling a parsa without a yishuv. Therefore, he says over here to say it within the bracha of Shomei HaTfilah. Okay, Rosh Shlomo Zalman has another shita. Even if there are Arab neighborhoods on the derech, but he says over here, so too, if there is security, even if you're in a place that is dangerous, but there's security all around, you also don't say it b'chatima b'shem. Okay, so therefore, all these things, there's an Indian only to say it in Shomei HaTfilah Nizikah. That therefore, because of this, if you are traveling from, let's say, Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak, all that area over there has houses all the way around the roads within a parsa of it. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah Paskin, not to say Tfilas Aderech B'Shem L'Malchus, if you're going to Beit Shemesh, Tel Aviv, Bnei Brak, all those areas, that whole area in the Merkaz, you would not say Tfilas Aderech B'Shem L'Malchus. Others would disagree. Others would say, no, once you're Machlin, you're going to be traveling a parsa outside the city, you would say it B'Shem L'Malchus. And therefore, many people say B'Shem L'Malchus. Those of Halab Sakan or Rosh Hashanah Zalman will say it without Shem U'Malchus. If you're traveling all the way up north, you're going past them, and then there's areas that are going to have a parsa without any yeshuvim around. Maybe Bezrat Hashem one day that will not be true. There'll be yeshuvim in all the area, and all of Eretz Yisrael will not be able to say Tfilas Aderech according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Bezrat Hashem. But up until now, at this point, still, when you travel up north, even Rosh Hashanah Zalman would say you'll be able to say it B'Shem U'Malchus because there's areas that do not have a parsa. There's another important machlokas over here between the Chazon Ish and Rosh Hashanah Zalman. The Chazon Ish holds, even though the real din is that only when you're machzik b'derech, the Chazon Ish held that even if you're within the city and you're traveling from your house to your friend's house a couple blocks away, but you're scared for whatever reason of this travel, there's things to worry you, whether it is, I don't know, because you're afraid of getting into car accidents, people are crazy drivers around you, or there's other sakanas on the road. The Chazon Ish says, even if you're in the middle of the city, you're allowed to say Tfilas Aderech. Tfilas Aderech is a tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu to save you from all these things of traveling. Even though you're not technically a traveler outside the city, if you are personally scared, you can even say Tfilas Aderech right now. Okay, so they're Kal v'chomer, according to the Chazon Ish, you're traveling to Tel Aviv, you're worried about car accidents, things like that, for sure you'll be allowed to say the Tfilas Aderech, even with Shem Hashem. According to the Chazon Ish, Rosh Hashanah Zalman disagrees. He says the Chazal were only mitaking Tfilas Aderech when one is machzik baderech, when he's traveling at least a parsa outside the city. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah Zalman disagreed with this also. We have to remember in the background over here, we have the sheet of the Rambam that doesn't bring down Tfilas Aderech at all. So it could be that's another tziruf in order to cases of sfeikos, not to say Tfilas Aderech B'Shem, or at least to remember. That's a good thing to always remember before, you know, especially if you're a person who's traveling a lot, way before you start your Shemoneh Esrei, especially a Minchah or Shach, whenever you're going to be traveling, to think you have to say Tfilas Aderech and insert it in Shema Koleinu in order to get out of the sfeikos. Harav, is it true? There's, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, do you have to travel shtei parsos? You have to stay parcels without people around, or one, even one parcel? A parcel. So it just has to be a parcel of misaviv that does not have a house.
Okay. Okay.
One more thing is the Mishnah Berurah over here. See, Katan Lamed brings down. Okay, we said the Ein La Omra. If you're not traveling in the plane, Shapachos be parsed because of the air. Ein Makom Sakana Min Astam. Because generally, less than a parsed is not considered a Makom Sakana. Im Lo Shemuchzak Lan Ba Oto Makom Shu Makom Sakana. Unless there is a Chazaka in this place is less than a parsed outside the city limits is a Makom Sakana. Az Yesh Levarch Tfilas Aderech B'Chol Gavni. Then you can say Tfilas Aderech B'Chol Gavni, which sounds a little bit like the Chaznish over here. If you're afraid and you're missing Makom Sakana, you can always say Tfilas Aderech according to the Mishnah Berurah. Says now the Mishnah Berurah. There is no difference if you're traveling by land or you're traveling by sea. You're traveling in a boat or you're traveling by foot. If you don't know what Mesiyas Habar is referring to, train. Okay, the train. Even if you're traveling by train, even just travel a parsa, you'd say tefilas aderech. Even though traveling by foot is a lot longer, if you're traveling by parsa, it takes a lot more time than traveling by train. Nevertheless, parsa is the gather of chazal. Therefore, if you're traveling a parsa, you would say tefilas aderech. You say tefilas aderech right away. And therefore, we would say tefilas aderech. You're traveling by train. You're traveling by foot. You're traveling by car. And what about traveling by airplane? So very interesting. They say b'shem the rugged shomer brought down over here by Marina Rabbeinu and Dibur Maslevein. Chiluk ukshenoteas no seapa matos. When you're traveling by airplane, Omri. Which is the Ragachov. Shalola Omra. He held that traveling a plane, that's not considered a derech. Only tefilas aderech, only when you're traveling in a path, you require tefilas aderech. An airplane is not traveling on a derech, and therefore he held, you don't say tefilas aderech. However, rogue poskim disagree, and therefore also over here, Ve'admar Zal Rosh Hamazaman, Horo La Omra, Rosh Hamazaman passes that you would say tefilas aderech even on an airplane, and therefore that's why rogue people will say it. Now, just one horror about this. Number one, if you're traveling, let's say you're going to JFK from the Five Towns, so obviously that whole derech is not a place you need tefilas aderech because it's all within the same list. So therefore, when you got on the airplane, when you travel outside, when you get outside the city limits, that's when you would say the tefilas aderech. But let's say over here, when you're traveling to Ben Gurion Airport from Yerushalayim, it's already a suffix over here whether you should say tefilas aderech on the way to the airport. Okay, we said according to Rosh Hamazon, say it below Shem Amachos. But for sure, the airplane's going to require B'Shem Amachos. So in that case, where you're traveling first, the road, which is already a suffix, and then you're going to say it on the airplane anyways, so there, Morin Rabbeinu Rav Shlita told me that you go ahead and say tefilas aderech already on the derech to the airplane, and you'll have a mind also on the airplane in this case, because over here, now you can say it with Shem Hashem, because anyways, you're going to have to say it with Shem Hashem at a later point. Sif Ches. Okay, you have to look at the different minhagim in terms of traveling with New York. I don't know why it doesn't seem to be seen. People say tefilas aderech even traveling from, I don't know, New Jersey to New York. You're crossing a big bridge in a big area with no houses lechor on. It's more than a parcel. But I don't know. The money does not seem to be that people say tefilas aderech yesh la'ayin. Why that would be? Sifchas hanichnas lebeis medrash. One answer to the base medrash. Why is this here? Once again, this is a tefillah. This is not a bracha. This is a tefillah. And number two, it's put together in tefillahs. And in the Gemara, the Mishnah brings the, it's put together over there. These two things: the tefillah of the tefillahs of derech and the tefillah of the base medrash over there in the Gemara and brachas. Hanichlas the base medrash. Someone who enters the base medrash, he palel. He should daven the following yiratzal milfanecha Hashem Elokeinu le'oseinu. Shelo ekashel b'levaracha. I should not make mistakes. V'chulei. We'll see more than this in 1 second. Ubi yetziaso. When he leaves the base medrash, yomer mo dani levanecha Hashem Elokeinu le'oseinu kim yoshei b'enu dras. We daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu and thank us. We thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the schus to learn Torah and to be zochah to be amongst the people who are learning Torah and not osek in other things. Okay, now. Very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings it over here, between the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who leaves out tefilas aderech. This tefillah, Kadav a Rambam Verish, a Mishnah Verish, a Mishnayas, the Eilish state Tfilos Chova. The Tfilah, when you enter in the Beis Medrash and you leave the Beis Medrash, is a Chova Lagamri according to the Rambam. You are required to say it every single day. That's what the Rambam brings down over here. Okay, but you have it outside the Beis Medrash over here, and many of the new printed Gemaras and Svarim that I have the Tfilah that's printed inside also. Steve Katan Lamedel and Nichlas Beis Medrash, Arizal. Okay, the Arizal added in his own words over here, and therefore these words were also added to most nuschos that you'll find printed nowadays. Okay, so that is over here. Says over here, Mr. Bursiv Kadun Lamed, hey, there's no Khatima. Katavatas. Even if you're learning biyachidus, okay, but frati megil or run for sure. Someone who's got to the point where he can answer questions. Sarichli palosh loyita belimud of ara. He has to daven that he does not make mistakes in his learning, and for sure not mistakes in his psak. Halacha lomar al tamei torah al aser mutter to say what's tamei torah, what's tar tamei aser mutter v'chule v'chule. V'tov lomar nusach echad katzer kol harbe. You should say one nusach that is included and all inclusive. Vizel, you are telling me if another Hashem can only say no. Should tire any more with Torah Sechov at Tatsilena be called Michshol Vatos. We should be safe from any mistakes. Hain be dinin Isser Vahetar, Hain be dinin Mros, Hain be Ora, Hain be Lino, Muyuk, Al Aini, Me Abitos, Liflos, or Sarah Secha, Umashia Giti Kfar, then Al Amis, things that I make mistakes. I should really learn them and learn them the correct way. Vial Telso be Pete Dover Amis, Adma Odki, Hashem, Yitin Chachm, Vitas, Uz, Zvuna. Okay, which gets the Shiloh why. So many people don't say this tefillah. When you see over here, the Rambam says you should say this tefillah. Even if you're davening biyachidus, he says, this has the taz to say this tefillah. Why don't you try me mak, but say both the tefillah in the morning and the tefillah at night. I can for today.